Ahmedov Jar is a 70-year-old caretaker of a rural cemetery outside of the Turkish border town of Suruç. His usual job, he says, is to look after the landscaping and keep the children and sheep out of the small graveyard. But recently, there's been a lot of activity here. He points to more than 20 freshly dug graves. Just two of them are from local people. The rest are from just over the border with Kobani. There's a war on, he remarks sadly. At a hill in Turkey overlooking Kobani, 45-year-old Rashad Mahmoud arrives with friends to see if it might be safe to return. The fighting has audibly decreased, with less gunfire heard as fighter jets circle overhead. Mahmoud remains frustrated with Turkey for keeping the border closed.
Of course Turkey is against the Kurdish people. They're preventing us from crossing because they accuse us of helping the YPG. But we're thankful for the airstrikes helping Kurds resist ISIS.
The YPG is a Kurdish militia and sister organization of the PKK guerrilla group that has been fighting for rights of Kurds in Turkey since the 1980s. It's been a bloody fight with more than 40,000 killed in the conflict. But Cengiz Aktar, a political scientist with the Istanbul Policy Center, says few people realize how close the battle for Kobani is to Turkey's Kurds in the southeast.
In Turkey, people don't understand the very close relationship between the Syrian Kurds and the Turkish Kurds. You know, they have been separated by an artificial border. All borders are artificial, but this one even more, because it divided, you know, regular villages into two. It's the same people, actually. They speak the same language, they are intermarried, etc. So, I mean, they consider these three semi-autonomous cantons of Syria as their country.
At a nearby border village, Turkish soldiers are arguing with a group of men with bags of groceries. The soldiers are preventing the men from crossing, and in the distance, a line of people are pressed against the fence on the Syrian side. One of the soldiers explains in Kurdish that he has orders not to let people cross because they might join the YPG. He seems sympathetic, but orders are orders. Turkey's refusal to lend assistance to the Kurds or coordinate with the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS has frustrated its allies and infuriated many of its own people. Riots broke out in southeastern cities last week. At least 35 people died, killed in street clashes between rival groups and at the hands of security forces. As U.S.-led airstrikes attack ISIS positions in Kobani, the New York Times quoted an unnamed Pentagon official who says YPG fighters on the ground are helping identify ISIS targets. The Pentagon has neither confirmed nor denied the report. Kobani has become a red line issue for Turkey's Kurds, with the PKK's leadership warning that if it falls into the hands of ISIS, the ceasefire would collapse. In an escalation, Turkish jets attacked PKK positions this week, but Ankara insists that its roadmap to peace would be unveiled soon. Nurettin Baykal, a 55-year-old activist from Izmir, says it's all smoke and mirrors.
1.5 years talking peace process, but no peace. Nothing on the paper. It's just talking. We're saying Osmanlı doyun çok. You know what I mean? Ottoman Empire is all shifty. Just they talking, but they're not doing it.
This week, Turkey announced plans to strengthen police powers and increase penalties for public disorder. Critics say the proposals would roll back reforms in Turkey's long-awaited democratization packages. As Kurdish fighters hold out against ISIS, with American jets circling overhead, the battle for Kobani is tied not just to the fate of Kurds in Syria, but also to the overall stability of its neighbors. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Suruç, Turkey.